This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
The Victorian Pride Centre is getting very, very close to getting a bit more foundation. How's that? Jude Munro is the chair of this wonderful organisation that is going to do such an extraordinary thing for our community. Lovely to have you back again, Jude. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Excellent.
I am over the moon. I am on top of the world.
Why? What's going on?
Because she's talking to us.
Because I'm talking to you this morning. I think the Pride Centre, which we all know is going to be a community hub and a place where people will have access to resources and spaces for collaboration.
And a new home for Joy, of course.
A new home for Joy, a celebration of diversity, all those wonderful things, and Australia's first Pride Centre.
Yeah, amazing.
We're getting close.
Fantastic. So what's been keeping you busy right up to now?
Well, I think everyone realised we were going through a site selection process, and my lips are sealed in relation to any site.
Get out the thumb screws, Tess.
Oh, please don't. And what we did was there was a lot of consultation with the community in terms of establishing the expression of interest criteria. And that was really around three mandatory things, so three things that had to be put in place. And they were around the a gross floor area of 5,700 square metres. So a capability of a site doing that had to be a regular site, so not too long and thin or odd-shaped. It had to be within 8 kilometres of the CBD and had to be compliant with disability access requirements so people could come within by public transport and be able to easily access
the site. How did you arrive at the 8 kilometres from the CBD?
Because that's as far as I can walk without getting in a car.
Well, because it could be Moonee Ponds, couldn't it?
Yes.
Oh, Moonee Ponds would be good. That's where I live.
And
but I'm not sure that that is good.
And that was established through consultation with about 50 LGBTI organisations. So that was established, and I wanted to talk about one particular aspect of site availability and timing so that our dear listeners can get an understanding of that. So if we think about what might be on offer from the three councils that offered up four sites. One of the issues, because like in Joy's case, we really are in a situation with quite a few of our major LGBTI organisations that the length of tenure is not a particularly long tenure in their current locations. So we really need to be able to get access to a site as quickly as possible for building purposes. And some of the responses that we have had leaseholds and not been freeholds. So for people, sometimes this is a bit complicated and others people really get the property market and the rest of it. But if you have a 99-year lease, that's almost like having freehold. But a 20-year lease, no, that's difficult. And also, if a property is a vacant property as opposed to encumbered, so having leased premises on a site, that makes access to that site more difficult.
Yes.
So there, for instance, could be a three-year a property with it that has a lessee with a 3-year lease with an option to extend. There would be no guarantee for us as a Pride Centre board that we could access that.
So what you're saying is that some of our tenants have a more pressing need than others for a permanent home
and that some sites that we have looked at have had constraints around those sites.
Yes.
So, and some sites haven't had the constraints around those sites. So where the board looked at a range of technical reports, and those technical reports covered what could be put on the different sites, the technical issues associated with joy, very important to be able to establish the communication needed. So we had those reports done. We've had other technical evaluations such as due diligence done as well. So where we're at is we shortlisted about 3 weeks ago and one site dropped off of the four, and then the other three have been subject to scrutiny in the way that I've described since then by professional advisors and by the board. So each of the board members read through the original documentation plus all the technical reports and evaluation reports. I know this can sound all very technical, but what I'm so excited about is we're now at the stage where I may have some constraints about what I can say, but what I can say is that the business case has now moved on to government. And when government gets the business case and goes through its cabinet subcommittee, and if they come out with a positive approval, then a whole set of other pieces get put into the jigsaw. And we're very hopeful that there will be a cabinet decision around the 18th of April, which would lead to a release of the $15 million.
Now, as you know, Jude, I did ask the Premier on air during Pride March for some more money, even though you told me not to. So I was naughty, I know. But are we going to have enough money, all these things considered? Do you feel, I mean, another $5 million would be nice, and if you're listening, Dan, you know, it's just down the street here, you can send it down now, but are we going to have enough money?
We're $10 million short. That $10 million that we're short also comprises the capacity to run a Pride Centre with a sufficient operating revenue into the future.
Yes.
And also have enough money to be able to sustain it. We are going to be going out to our community, to the federal government, to a whole range of players, and I can't speak for the state government, but I know that they are very keen to see a Pride Centre established.
Jude, one of our listeners, who obviously is a fan of yours, says go Pride Centre, and Jude has also recently said that one of their concerns is that your fundraising efforts for the Pride Centre might interfere with the fundraising efforts for organisations like Joy, for example. What's your response to that?
So what we will do is, because we don't have what's called DGR status, but Joy has DGR status, and so do all of the other major tenant organisations. We're thinking of creating a vehicle, a fundraising vehicle, where monies can come into Joy, for instance, to that vehicle, and be earmarked for, say, the future fit out of Joy.
And we've done this. We've done this before.
I think we might be able to come up with some other fancy arrangements to be able to build on those things through some matching arrangements to really get this over the line. So we're thinking of some things, and we've also, just to perhaps finish off, is in the future we won't just be looking at fundraising, but we'll also be running probably a design competition to excite the young LGBTI architects and designers out there. So we think this is just going to be such an icon and such a home for us for as a community.
Fantastic.
Now, I've got some ideas. We do have to go. I've got some ideas about corporate support and how we can secure that in a bit of an innovative way. So let's have a chat off air about that.
I would love to have that discussion because, with you, Maka.
I think the timing is right. We have run out of time, unfortunately.
But before
Jude,
you but do go, Jude, when can we expect an announcement?
Yeah.
An
I would
ETA.
Like to think it will be in the course of the next couple of weeks.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay. And, so I'd like to think that, but...
Can you do it here?
And can we get you back on our show to talk about the outcome?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. I would... regard it as my pleasure and also my obligation to do that. So, Maka and Taz, thank you so much for the invitation to be here today.
We love having you pleasure. Here, Jude. Thank you for coming on.
Loving your work and loving that this is progressing. I love discernible forward movement. There's nothing like it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.